We finally come to the place in the sugi now where we need to tie together, as I put down in my requirements today, on the alpha on the days. And then what we have left over here in the sugi is the famous Shitas HaRambam, which is a whole avoda for itself, which we're going to start tomorrow with the Shavu Shatayim Mutzlachas. That more or less ends the Shitas of the Yishayim in the sugya. In the intertwining between Amud Aleph and Amud Beis, there are three Shitas which are relevant to us, have nothing to do with each other. Three different Shitas, each of them with its problems, are not going to resolve all the problems. Gedarki, we're going to leave you with what work to do, the reason why not. There's a chavila, there are three approaches. What do I mean the relation between Amud Aleph and Amud Beis? I'll explain. On Amud Aleph, the Gemara says by Shnei Meros and Betalis that if one guy, let's not tie together everything, and then I'm going to say a major Lashitosa, which could be is running the whole Sugya Amud Aleph, as we're going to see soon. Let's get the bare facts clear. A summary. On Amud Aleph, the Gemara says Meforish that if you have Shnei Meros and Betalis, you're not allowed to grab. Okay? Let's nail this down now. A shnayim oivs and metalis, you're not allowed to grab. Anam beis by a regular case, by some real raya. Gemara paskins by tzimiyot, you're not allowed to grab. There's a story like this. There are three approaches to do these two gemaras have shachas to each other on Anam and Anam beis. Number one is the Ramban and his school of thought. The Ramban and his school of thought hold that Amud Aleph and Amud Beis are identical. We're going to put down now a list of kashas of Agmas Nefesh, which since I haven't heard good terutzim on it except for kvetches, I'm going to leave it shver, but I'm going to put it down on the table one after the other. It could be there's one terrace to all the kashas. The Ramban holds that the Gemara says that's a no-brainer on Amud Aleph, which I'm going to put down on the table. Is because of the Gemara Amud Beis that says, "I'm going to tell you, you're not allowed to grab." We pass the malacha, but see the other. Talk for crime, but see the other. You're not allowed to go ahead and grab. Says the Rabban and other Rishonim that that's some shatting more. So what else? You're not allowed to grab. Can't grab. Bible and Nebuch, what's grab is done. Atkan, the Rabban and Amud Aleph and the Rav and Amud Aleph, other Rishonim. Now, the Ramban that I asked you to see today, at the end of the sugya, he pays attention to it. And the Ramban asks, is that kasha? It was since Ramban the Shitosa learns that you're not allowed to grab from a case of Shambos and Batalis for the same reason that you're not allowed to grab by Tikhil Raya. So the Ramban asks the kasha. In fact, the Ramban, I'll take a manager. Yeah. In fact, the Ramban, a very long Shitosa. The Ramban says, on Amud Beis, I understand you're not allowed to grab because we pass Kinsof by Bechor Amud Tzimbel Raya. But on Amud Aleph, they're both holding on to the Talos. Let's read the Lashon of the Ramban inside. In Tishal, Lama. He asks, when the dust settles, he says, I am the one who said on Amud Aleph. The Rishnayim is a metalis, you both, neither is a lot of chap. Why? Because they didn't talk for Kareem Betzim Yadoi. In fact, Ramban alam the Shakasha. Talk for Kareem Betzim Yadoi, Yechashtei, that's when what? Talk for Kareem Betzim Yadoi, that's Negea, when one guy's holding on to it, Safi Bukhar. The Pascha Betzim Yadoi, now that they grab Amud Aleph, is not Betzim Yadoi. They're both holding on to it. Lomdash Ramban. Ramban is that when the dust settles, when we get to the bottom of it, Frekta Ramban, I understand. Frekta Ramban, if I stay in it, I don't understand what's going on over here. What do you mean, Amud Aleph and Aleph? You're allowed to grab. On the base, you can't grab because it's a Cheskes moment. Amud Aleph, you're allowed to grab. There's two guys holding on to the talus. Ever the Ramban, Chuvascha, Hare Omru, given the toughest and Ansadi by the toughest, the day of Bokalechot, Vechot, Muzik, Bemech, Yasim, Chaveri. You have $1 billion for Zaraban. Ramban says no. Two guys holding on to a Tal Shem and an Ansadi. What Rabban says? This takes us back to the days of Shnei Mechitzim Talmud. Rabban said that each guy is more muzik in half than the other guy. To say it in English, what Rabban's saying is that when two guys hold on to a talis, each guy's muzik in half. I'm muzik in half, Yosef Mechaver. You're muzik in half, Yosef Mechaver. So what Rabban's essentially saying is that I said that Omer Aleph and Omer Beis are identical, meaning that the reason why you can't grab by Achleiku is for the same reason we're crying. It's Kishmoy Kainu. Because Taki, each guy's muzik in half the talis, and Ansadi, and each guy's muzik in half the talis more than Chaver. That means Rabban holds. There are two people holding on to a talis. We don't see them both currently holding on to it. We see each guy holding on to half. I'm holding on to half, Yais Mechaveri, and I'm holding on to half, Yais Mechaveri. Mivald, I'm holding on to half, Yais Mechaveri, so therefore we facilitate the din of talk for crime. We see the other. As I state in the Rabban, Yais. He says, yeah, he says, because the word is otherwise, they're both joining the whole thing. Yais Mechaveri means that I'm holding half exclusive, and you're holding half exclusive. That's what Yais means. That's how we see it. So I have a string of kashas on the Rabban, one after the other. Watch what I'm going to ask, and I'm leaving it open to say Torah. There's what to say here, but I want to read the kashas more important than the Torahs. You should know that we've arrived at a landmark event over here in Shnei Berachos Metals and Bavitzi, and I'll tell you why. The reason why we arrived at a landmark event over here in Shnei Berachos Metals is because we have a Rabban who says, the halacha, you're not allowed to grab. Talk for crime with the other. The Rabban says that same thing applies to Shnei Berachos Metals because each guy's mostly going to have. Now, a little bit of math, watch. Let's remind ourselves. Like the Rabban is the one who holds that in order to activate the din of talk for crime with the other, it's not enough that you're a tofus. You have to be a what? You have to be a mostly. You have to have a high level of holding. How do I know that, by the way? How do I know that you have to have a high level of holding? Because Rabban says, but trade, we don't say that. Like I spoke on Friday at length. So, Fergah Hakasha, I don't understand. You're telling me that the reason why each guy can't give the other talis is because each guy is Yais Mechaver. But we know today that it's not enough that Yais Mechaver is down physically. Because Yais Mechaver means I'm holding more than you. No. Rabban holds in order to activate the dinner talk for Karim Mitzim Yodri, you have to have a dark of Cheskes Momin. That the words I'm called, I have a Cheskes Momin that Paskins that it's mine. Shocking. As I state, correct? So, the string of Kashas. That means I found the Rabban over here, hidden away in the Vav of the Beis and Vav of the Aleph, who got up and said, the reason why you're not allowed to chop the other half of the guys, because the other guy is a Cheskes Momin that says half is in. That means when the Rabban says an Ansadi, he means there's a Cheskes Momin that says, the Rabban says in order to do a din of Mitzim Yod, you have to have a Cheskes Momin. You have to have a high level. That means I have a high level din on half of the Talis, as you state in this Rabban. So first I understand something. The first thing I want to ask is, I opened up the Rabban and the Beis of the Aleph. I went back to the Rabban and the Beis of the Aleph. And the Rabban Abiz Madalf asked the famous Kasha of the Mesechta, why don't we pass and call Dolan Gvar? Rabban Abiz asked Tosfos Kasha, why don't we pass and call Dolan Gvar? And if you look back into Rabban Abiz Madalf, ask why you don't pass and call Dolan Gvar? Rabban says, you know why we don't pass and call Dolan Gvar? I'll tell you why. Because you can't do call Dolan Gvar exactly, it's just like the Rosh. We're not going to let one guy steal from each other. When Simon says that we don't do a call Dolan Gvar. Frankly, I don't understand. That's why you're doing Yachleku. He says over here, I'm going to ask the Kasha in a very, very lumdish way. For the same reason that the Rabban says that one Shnei Berachos can't grab from the other because the other guy has a Cheskes Momin that's Yais Mechaveri on half. That means, why can't I grab the other half? Because on the other half, says the Rabban, I have a Cheskes Momin that Paskins that is mine. At Kidekach, that I activate the din of Tok for Koyim and see the other. So isn't that enough of a reason to make Yachleku also? I'm asking a Stiyos Rabban. We're tying together everything now from the whole parak. I'm asking a Stiyos Rabban. The man of that base went hunting for reasons why do Yachleku. He says you don't do Kol Dolan Gvar because it's so we don't want to take from you. I understand you. The Rabban has a shaila, why would Yachleku? Isn't the Rabban here the answer to that? The Rabban over here says that when Simon's Metallus, A can't be Teufus from B because B has an Ansadi and he has a Chazaka. And I'm adding on, and this is the major addition. It's not Stami, it's an Ansadi. That's a Cheskes Momin that Paskas said it's yours. That's why it's talking for Kormit Simi Yadri. I can't grab for you because I'm a Mosek. Now it's my B. So for the same reason that the Rabban says in the Vavu Mebeis that A can't grab from B by Shnei Berachos Metals because I have a Cheskes Momin that says Achatzi Yaisa Mechaveroi. Yaisa Mechaveroi, whatever that means. So why in the Beis Medal does you have to look for reasons why you have a Chaleku? Of course you have a Chaleku. You have a Cheskes Momin, each guy on half. I'm asking a Stiyos Rabban. Anybody have a Teretz on this? It means Ramban over here gave away the secret. Ramban said a very extreme shot. Ramban said the reason why by Shnayim Rotzim Metalos you're not allowed to grab it is for the classic din of Tokfa Krayim Metzim Yodoi. And the Ramban asked, how do you have the din of Tokfa Krayim Metzim Yodoi over here? Either both holding on to Talos. And he answered, because Anan Sadi, the Maid Tof is Yetzim Mechaveroi. And I'm adding on, the Ramban meant to say, you have a Cheskas Mamar. It has to be like that, because otherwise no Sukkah Tokfa Krayim Metzim Yodoi. So we have Ramban on the form of Beit hidden away at the last, almost the last line of the Ramban. The Ramban got up and said, Vibalt, it's a no-brainer to me. And the reason why you're not allowed to grab is because of Tokfa Krayim. But see me all. They talk for coming to me all. They need a cheskas mamon. Where do you have a cheskas? You have a cheskas mamon. Yes, mechaveri. So I understand. We'll restart the parak again. Shnayim beres metal. The factory rabban. The kasha. All you showing him is why sometimes you passing yachleiku. Sometimes you passing kol dog var. You should answer because you have an ansadi and each guy half. It's atkede kach. It activates the dinner talk for coming to me all. If it's enough for the dinner talk for coming to me all, so why is it enough for this? Vadover pella mamish. Vadover pella mamish. Vadover pella mamish. Vadover pella mamish. Mamish a pella. Second kasha that I would ask is that some idea of a chana and chelik beis and kovitz yurim chelik beis and mintes or isvav of a chana and kovitz yurim. It's a little. It's two lines. So I didn't bother printing it out now. Of a chana and kovitz yurim chelik beis and mintes or isvav. He brings the Shara Mishpat, who quotes the Ramban Bava Vashra, the famous Ramban. The Ramban says that by Shnayim Rotzim Metalos, Bo Yerushalmi works. We spoke about it once in that base. I want to go back to it. When you have Shnayim Rotzim Metalos, Bo Yerushalmi works. Listen to this riddle. Bo Yerushalmi works. Bo Yerushalmi Yod. Now, normally we pass him, by the way, normally Bo Yerushalmi doesn't work. Why? Because the Shem is a what? When doesn't the Bo Yerushalmi work? And the Shem is a Mosek. When the Shem is a Mosek, he's holding on to it. The Bo can't be mighty. When you're not a Mosek, Bo Yerushalmi works. Says the Ramban of Avashra, the Lama Dalit, and the Shamishpur quotes him, that the Ramban says, the Shnayim Erzin, Amin and Bar Yishama, why? Because there's nobody who's a Mosek. They're both holding on to it equally, so there's nobody stronger than the other guy in half, right? And therefore, Bar Yishama, Bar Yodim, I, we pass it all over when the Shem is a Mosek, we don't say Bar Yishama, we might see, but the Shnayim Erzin with Talos, nobody's holding on to it. Now that's a direct steer to the Ramban Bayos. The Ramban Bayos said that the reason why I talk for Inhalic Grab by Shnayim Erzin with Talos is why? Because each guy has is tough as Yaisu Mechaveroi, and I'm adding on again for the 10th time. It's not some of your toughest. How the Ramban Lashit also holds that you have to have a Cheskas Mamon, you have to have the higher Dargo in order to block the guy from grabbing it. So how could Bar Yishama work? How could the guy, I'll just get very blunt. How could a Bari, what was the case? Two guys turn on Talos, one guy's a Bari, the other guy's a Shema. The Bari gets the whole Talos, says Ramban. I said, how can you get the whole Talos? The other guy's a Mosek. All right, he's a Mosek. You're not allowed to grab from him. For the same reason you're not allowed to grab from him, it's the same reason why there should be a din of Bari Vishamba. You shouldn't get it. So I said, Pelotzim. I said, Pelotzim. Are you going to catch him? How do So that's the shiloh. The shiloh is the direction that you're going, the correct direction. You mean to say something slightly different. You mean to say we only see a mosek after the psak of Yachalik, that's what you mean. If not, then you didn't say a teretz. Really, you've been tightening a teretz on both kashas of a chodesh de kazach. The Dater Abad says in our sugya before that it's called each guy's mosek on half of the talis that you can't grab. That's only after we pass Kenyachleiku. After we pass Kenyachleiku and Yachleiku gives it to you, then we say you're a mosek with a cheskas mamon, which is shver in my eyes, by the way. Because if the Yachleiku is a psak sofik, a referman's making faces. Yeah, why? The referman's asking that if it's a psak sofik batsim, so why should the psak of Yachleiku make you into a mosek that I see you as a balam? It's a psak of sofik. Wait, tell me no. After the psak of Yachleiku, then it changes. That's a shver azat. But Pashas Ravan meant to say is that the word is where two people hold on to a talis, which each guy holding on to half. For the same reason that Reuven can't grab from Shimon the other half because he's a mosek, how can Bar Yishama work and get the other half? That's a riddle. That's a riddle mamish in the Ramban over here. Two riddles in the Ramban. One is from that base and one is from this Ramban of Basra that Bukhana brings down, Bar Yishama works. But either way, I'm going to leave them to think about it, okay? Either way, these are fantastic kashas which tie it together. That's the sheet of the Ramban, okay? So the Ramban holds that when Alpha and Beza are identical, and the Ramban holds Mechadish. He went out of the way to Mechadish. The Ramban didn't leave us hanging. He went out of the way to Mechadish. The Mishnah Merchant Metallus, each guy's a Mosek and a half, which creates problems in the Gedor of Mishnah Merchant. One second, that's one thing. One second. I'll talk to you. One second. Rashi is just the opposite. It's Mamal Arayim. Sheetas Rashi is just the opposite. In the relationship between Vav and Aleph and Vav and Beis, it's mamash Punkt verkehrt mamish. Mamish punkt verkehrt, just the opposite. The opposite of the Ramban. Like Rashi holds, let's make a cheshbon, a little bit of a cheshbon for us before the lamdas. Rashi holds that the din of talk for crying with seeing the whole sukkio was only by a case of shasav reafkach tzavach. Right? That means, if you're, it's a case of the crying to grab, right? Says Rashi, you're talking about shasav reafkach tzavach. Why? Because if the Yisrael yelled, says Rashi, explains the Pnei Yeshua, let's tie things together. Said the Pnei Yeshua, if the Yisrael yelled and he screamed and he was moicha, then what? If he screamed and he yelled and he was moicha, so then what? Then he can't take it. It's Gzela, said the Pnei Yeshua. So the entire sugi of talk for crime and see the other embassy was like, okay, the Shalz of Erika, so I'll let you take it. The Tzitz of Rishals. Is that clear? Now watch, hold on to a cheshbon now. Shtei tachta b'shnaim, oichus and betaldas, what's the din by Shalz of Erika, tzavach? We paskin what? What are we paskin? The work comes out of Maskana, but see the other, correct? You're not allowed to grab. Talk for crime and see the other. When? In the case of Shalz of Erika, tzavach. Shtei beforish, that by when you pass away to Raya and you have a shalsa v'akach tzavach, what's the din? And you have a shalsa v'akach tzavach, what's the din? But see me other. What's the din on b'shnayim v'ichzim betalas when it's shalsa v'akach tzavach, what's the din? What's the din by shalsa v'akach tzavach by shnayim v'ichzim betalas? It's a first in the Gemara, you're allowed to grab. The Gemara's a suffix, whether it's called a shtika or not, chalsi l'rabbanan or not. So I'm asking you, Neuritik Stira according to Rashi. I only have this Stira according to Rashi. Rashi holds that we paskal halacha ba'amitzim echaveh al-varayah b'shalzeg v'achach tzavach. The Rashi holds that b'shalzeg v'achach tzavach we paskal what? Mitzim yodoy. And the Gemara b'shnai v'arizim betalis says before that b'shalzeg v'achach tzavach shnai v'arizim betalis it works. You're allowed to grab. The Gemara's a suffix of Rav whether it's called a shtika or not. But on the thought that b'shalzeg v'achach tzavach works, it works 100%. So have a stira. By the way, the stira only starts according to Rashi. Only according to Rashi who makes it a kimta that Amid Beis is talking about a case of Shalsa v'akach tzavach, and yet we pass him mitzi miyada, we have a new stira. On Amid Beis, by way to make a veil of raya, Shalsa v'akach tzavach, lahalacha doesn't work. You can't grab with a Shalsa v'akach tzavach. And the Gemara says before, you're allowed to grab. I only have this steer in Rashi. In the other Rishon, I don't have a steer. The Ramban said they're both exactly the same case. Where you grab, Ramban doesn't hold the problem of Gzela, etc., 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 etc. Okay, but according to who? Rashi. The Rashi learns the entire sugya of Amid Beis. Most Mashal say Rakat Tzavah, where you did a Tzivah Brishos, and still we pass Kim Mitzi Miyadai that you can't change the Psak. So why in Amid Aleph is it different? Why Amid Aleph is it different? Amid Aleph Gemara says Mashal Beis Mitalas Yilad Grab. Mashal say Rakat Tzavah. So for Shikamar, that means according to Rashi, I'm developing over here a stira which you know an alpha and I'm a base. So what's the teretz? The teretz is the Rashi Lishitosu holds on the base and a base. So we don't see each guy's holding on to half the thing. We don't say Mesikav around half the thing. Rashi holds on the base and a base. They're both holding on to the talis equally. So there's nobody here who's a mozik. I'm saying a shak and zach. That means we have over here a machlekes between the Ramban and the Wariko. The Ramban holds that Amid Aleph and Amid Beis are identical. Both Amid Aleph and both Amid Beis are talking about a case where you're Mozik. On Amid Aleph, you're Mozik in half the Talis, and Amid Beis, you're Mozik in the Bukhar. Rashi argues. Rashi holds that Amid Aleph has no Shachas Bechlal. Rashi holds that there's no Shachas. Rashi holds Amid Aleph has no Shachas Amid Beis. You can't have Shachas Amid Beis, because Amid Beis says beforeish that Shalzik Rachat Tzavach, you can't be mighty. Amid Aleph, Shalzik Rachat Tzavach works. Is the answer is Rashi holds that Amid Aleph is talking about a case of Talas, and by Talas neither. It means he argues on this Teretz of the Ramban that I started off today with. I started off today with the Teretz of the Ramban who holds that by Shnei Berks and Talas, each case looks like more than half in the other one. Rashi argues, Rashi holds that she tells the Beis of the Beis, that they're both holding on to the entire Talas together. That's where he said it's a Psak Sophic like Rashi, etc., etc., etc. But Tavayu Tafsi Bey, Rashi said, they're both holding on to it. Since they're both holding on to it, that's why Rashi learned to go there, the opposite of the Rashba. But they're both holding on to it, so neither guy's a Moksik on half. So it can't be that the sugi of Amal, Hashach is the sugi of Abayz, and therefore Amal Al, Shalzik Rakach Tzavah works, make it to be super shows, it works. I'll ask me if that's the Pshat. So I'm at Tzavach Mitchil of Atzayf, why when the guy's yelling doesn't it work? What does Eilam say? That's a Gzela you can't do, you can't steal from the other guy. When the guy has a Din Yachleku to go steal from him, that you can't do. A Maisik Gzela you can't do. Maisik Gzela can't change the Pesach of Yachleku. But it has no Shachas Bechal to Gemara and Davom and Bebez, the Gemara and Davom and Bebez, which says a Shalsik Rachatzov doesn't help. It's talking about a case where one guy was a Mukzik, so you can't go change the Pesach. On Amid Aleph, which is talking about Yachleku, you could change the Pesach. And that's not the problem. The problem only is that the Ma'aseh Gzeila doesn't work, but everything else works. So the Rashi and the Rabban have a world war. That's shita number two. Shita number three is the Rosh. The Rosh is a whole headache. That's shita number one is the Rabban. They're both the same. Shita number two is the Rashi. They're not the same. But they're not the same. Why? Because Amar Alf is not a book, so Amar Beis is a music. Shita number three is the Rosh. The Rosh is a catastrophe. The Rosh of the Paschim is the Halacha on Amar Beis. That if you're a Bari, what's the din? You're allowed to grab, even from a Mokzik Mamish, even from a guy who's holding it alone. The Rosh is the huge headache. The Rosh holds that you're allowed to grab even when you're a Mokzik Mamish. Even when you're holding it alone. Even when you're doing a Ma'aseh Gzeila. Remember the Rosh? The Rosh holds that by talk for crying, if you're a Bari, you're allowed to grab. You're allowed to grab even though the guy's Mokzik alone. You're allowed to grab even if it's a Ma'aseh Gzeila. There's no problem with all. So according to the Rosh, there's a famous Kasha. The famous Kasha is, why in Amar Aleph can't you grab? Why can't you grab? Why by Kalat Tzavah can't you grab? And Rashi had an Eitzah. Because Rashi says you can't grab. Rashi says you can't do a Ma'aseh Gzeila. Rashi says you can't grab when you're yelling and screaming. Rashi says the only time there's a Tzad you can grab is Shos V'Akach Tzavah. And even there you can't grab. So Rashi had a different stira. On Amar Beis it says you cannot grab even by Shos V'Akach Tzavah. On Amar Alf it says you could grab. So he said a Teretz. On number one, on Amar Alf, you're not a Mulzik. The opposite of the Ramban. But in the world of Rashi, we have a catastrophe. Rashi holds even when the guy's Mukzik alone. Even on Amar Beis, the Rosh, excuse me. The Rosh holds even on Amar Beis, when you're Mukzik alone, I'm allowed to grab with violence, I'm allowed to grab with Xavier. Because Kolshke and the Ben Neshikam are heard by Talos, I'm allowed to grab. So why does the Gemara say, the Katsavach, why have the Mabit? What do we answer? Xavier? There's no problem with Xavier. With a Bari, you can do an act of Xavier. And it's a Kolshke, by the way. Ma'adach on Amar Beis. Where you're holding it alone, in the case of Sofak Bukhov, the guy will be a Bari, says the Rashi, you're allowed to grab, Kol Shkin and Amad Aleph, and of that there's no Teretz. In the world of Rashi, who says an Amad Beis, you're now allowed to grab a Shosak and Amad Aleph, it says it does, have a Teretz. Teretz is here, you're Musik, here you're not. Nobody ever said you're allowed to do a Ma'aseh Gzeila. But according to the Rosh who holds that you're not allowed to, you're allowed to grab even when the guy's holding it alone, the Kol Shkin, it's Kabul Chayram, Madach, when the guy's holding it alone, I mean, you're allowed to use a Bari to do an act of Gzeila and violently take it away from him. Kol Shkin and Amar Aleph, Kol Shkin and Amar Aleph. If he Rashi, it's a Kol Shkin, Amar Aleph is easier. Here we have the Kuncha Sekis Teretz. Kuncha Sekis is a third Yisoid. Kuncha Sekis says, being from his brother, that there's a fundamental difference between the Psak of Yachleku and the Psak of Amitzvah Rabbah. It means that Rashi, I didn't have to say that right. Rashi, I don't have to say that right. I don't say this is what you're called. The Rashi, it says that Shasav Rakach Tzavah can't grab by Amitzvah Rabbah. And over here, it could grab, because over here it's easier. You don't have a Mitzvah separately. But according to the Rosh who holds, that you're always allowed to grab, and you're always allowed to grab even when the guy's holding it alone. You're allowed to grab even though it's Ma'aseh Gzeila. What are you doing on Amitzvah? The Gemara says, either Kach Tzavah might have a little bit, but you're not allowed to grab. Why not? Why can't you grab when it's Tzavah at least? So the Kuncha Sekis is a massive Yisoid. It's based on a Tosfos Bava Basra, which we're not going to go into now. The Kuncha Sekis says that on Amar Aleph it's a Psak of Yachleku, and a Psak of Yachleku lekorvul zelzev no shachas tamar beis. The Psak of Yachleku has no shachas v'chal tamar beis. The Psak of Yachleku you're never allowed to change. You can't change the Psak of Yachleku. Once you pass in Yachleku, the ballgame's over. As these are Kuncha Sekis, and that's what developed answers for the Rosh. The Kuncha Sekis is not going on the Rosh, by the way. You're going on something else. The Sikh says to Yisrael that the Psak of Yachleku you can't change. You can't change Psakim. Once you have a Psak, you have a Psak. I and Amar Beis, you're allowed to grab. I and Amar Beis, you're allowed to grab by a Bari. You're not changing the Psak. The Psak was always saying, oh, right. Now it was by him, now it's by me. That's not changing the Etzim Psak. The Etzim Psak is leave it where it is. Hashenkin Amar Alfa, the Psak is Yachleku. Over there, the din is that you can't change the Psak, and therefore you cannot grab it at Khan. So I said three approaches which are gaboy from the Zach alone, between the fact that on Amar Alf it says by a talis you cannot grab, and on Amar Beis we paskin that you could grab, you can't grab either. The Ramban says hainu hach. The Ramban says the two sugars are identical. The reason why you can't grab from a talis is because the other guy's mufzik in half of the talis more than you, and that's mamish the din of tuk for koyim asim yadri. Azay shtayin the Ramban. That set off a whole range of problems, which I started to talk about. So why in that phase was he busy looking for reasons why he do Yachleiku? Why does he hold the Bo'er Vishava works? Huge headaches. Agmas Nefesh, but that's Ramban. In the Rashi, it's all the way around. Rashi clearly learned that Omer Aleph and Omer Beis are detached from each other, but for a different reason. The reason is because Omer Beis, Rashi says, Vashalsevach of something you cannot grab, and Omer Aleph is Vashalsevach of something you could grab. It's nice that the Din of Tark for Kohen, let me like this. Watch what I'm saying now. The Rabban holds that the Din of Tark for Kohen with Tiviyodo applies to Omer Aleph. The Rabban holds that the Din of Tark for Kohen with Tiviyodo applies to Omer Aleph. Rashi holds it does not apply to Omer Aleph, because the Din of Tark for Kohen with Tiviyodo says you take out even Vashalsevach of something, the word Omer Aleph says, Vashalsevach works. So Rashi, the Rashi obviously held, the Shitasa, he had no choice, that the Amid Beis is the Din of Tark for Kohen, there's when the guy's a Muzik, Amid Alpha, the guy's a Shimon Metallus, there's no Sukkah of Tark for Kohen. That thing, now that I grab when the guy's yelling, that's because it's a Maisik Zayla, Beseder, that's something else. But fundamentally, if we Rashi, the Sukkah of Amid Alpha, he says you cannot grab a Shimon Metallus, the Sukkah of Beis, he says you can't grab a Shimon Metallus to each other, because Amid Alpha, Shimon Metallus, they're both holding onto the Talus together, and neither guy's a Muzik in him, there's no Din of Muzakas. And that's why in Amid Alpha, you can grab a Shalsevach Kaf Tzavach, and Amid Beis, you can't. The third approach of the connection between Amid Alpha Beis is the Kunja Sekas Alibi de Rosh. Alibi de Rosh, they're Fumfakir. You're allowed to grab. Why in Amid Alpha can't you grab? Amid Alpha is worse, because Amid Alpha is a Psak of Yachleku, and the Psak of Yachleku you can never change. So it's interesting. The Rabban learns that the two Sukkahs are identically the same. You can't grab. Rashi learns that Amid Alpha is easier than Amid Beis. It's very interesting. Amid Alpha, you're allowed to grab easier than Amid Beis. Amid Beis, you can't grab by Shalsevach Kaf Tzavach. Amid Alpha, you could grab. And the Kunja Sekas says, Fakir, Amid Alpha is worse than Amid Beis. I don't see the three approaches. In the Ramban, they're both identically the same. They're both cases of grabbing from a Mosek. According to Rashi, Amid Alpha is better than Amid Beis. Why? Because in Amid Alpha, you're allowed to grab with a Shalsevach Kaf Tzavach, because both holding on to the whole Talal is not called a Mosek. And according to the Kunja Sekas, Alibi de Rosh, Amid Alpha is worse than Amid Beis. Because in Amid Aleph, we have a Psak of Yachleku, you can't change the Psak of Yachleku. That's a summary of the three major shitas of the intertwining of Amid Aleph and Amid Beis. The Fizeh, I want to say, Adova Neiro V'Hayim, which could be, it could be, the Lashitasa that runs the whole Sugya of Amid Aleph. Now we're going to go much higher. Watch. If that's true, so I want to say what could be the Lashitasa that's running the entire Sugi over here. What could be? It's not Mochach. But it's so Yashrus, it's so Gishmak, that it's Emes Amita, and it goes like this. Okay, just say it's Emes Amita if it could be. It's not Hakash, today's the day of Kashas. Yeah, you forget that also. Listen carefully. The Gemara says, I'm an Aleph, the Fida Kunsha Sekas, that you can't grab. Watch what I'm going to say now. Kunsha Sekas said, you can't grab. By tells you can't grab. Why can't I grab? I all over I can grab. So the Kunja Sekas is a new reason. A new reason completely. Not because of the Ramban's reason that you can't grab by Tuck for Crying, because the Rosh was you could. And not because of this whole Patsk. Why can't you grab? What's the problem? You're allowed to grab. The answer is because it's a new thing that when there's a Psak Yachlik, you can't change the Psak. So I'm worried to Gazach. I want to say I'm worried to Gazach. Forgive. Really? You can't change the Psak Yachlik ever? So how does Shalsev Yachlik Salah help? Gemara says that if you have Shalsev Yachav Tzavach, it helps, right? Slowly. If Rav Zera has a Shaila, but the mice says, if you have Shalsev Yachav Tzavach, it would work, right? Like, how could it work? You can never change the sack. What do I care the guy with Shalsev Yachav Tzavach? Well, I see now that it changes the sack. What's the answer? So that's a mistake, what I just said. It's a bluff, what I just said. Why? The answer is because Shalsev Yachav Tzavach is a full-scale Haida. So Haida, the guy was Maida. The guy was Maida on the side of Rav Zera. The Shalsev Yachav Tzavach works. Why does Shalsev Yachav Tzavach work? Because the guy was Maida. Well, the guy was Moida. So the story's over now. You're right, we have Shimon Metallus. It's not Shimon Metallus anymore. We didn't pass Kinyat Lake anymore. There's no Suffolk anymore. The guy was Moida. That's a different portion. So what's the Lishitasa now? If I hold like the Kuntris Asfakis, who holds that the reason why it was a no-brainer on Omer Aleph that you can't grab is because in Apsak Yachleku you can't grab, and that was a no-brainer. That wasn't even a Medubra. That wasn't even a topic. So how could anything help? How could Shtik Mitzvah Vatsayf work? How could Shalsevach Tzavach work? How could anything work? You're not allowed to change the sock. So the guy grabbed, okay, so I let him grab. So what? Big spiel. But how can you change the sock? The answer is there's no choice. I have no choice. I have to learn that Shalsevach Tzavach is a full-scale Haidah. There's nothing to talk about. It's not negotiable. Because if it's not a full-scale Haidah, and it's just, we'll call it a Tfisa Bereshus, so I'm saying this, he did a Tfisa, what? No, because then there's no suffix anymore. It's like two Adam came and told us the guy picked it up. That's not called a suffix anymore. I can't change. No, there's no dinash liquor anymore. The guy was married to the Shotalis. Shem, that's like changing the psak. I mean, I don't know what happened. The psak was only called manos a suffix. When the guy's married to the Shotalis, so the suffix ended now. It's over. The suffix is over. Now we have a Hidah, so we know what to do now. That's not temporary. I told you know otherwise. If the event called just back, that's how it happened. So now the guy was married, then the psak's over. But the reason why you let it take it out is because the guy was married. However, but if I learn not like that, and I learn that the reason why you're not allowed to grab an Amad Aleph is not because you can't change the Pesach of Yom Kippur. That's not the reason why you're allowed to grab. What's the reason why you're allowed to grab an Amad Aleph? You're not allowed to grab an Amad Aleph because it might say Gzeila according to Rashi, right? Or according to the Ramban, why you're not allowed to grab? Because we pass and talk about Kohen Betim Yod, you're not allowed to grab. We don't see a Gobo. What happens if Roshas grab Chatzavach? Then I don't need to learn Roshas grab Chatzavach Zahidah. I don't need to learn Roshas grab Chatzavach Zahidah. What was blocking me from grabbing? According to Rashi, what was blocking me from grabbing was what? Gzeilo. Gazel. According to that Pesach, by the way, it's Pesach Roshas grab Chatzavach Zahidah. I'm not a Gazel. You let me do it. I don't need to say Roshas grab Chatzavach Zahidah, a full scale Zahidah. You let me do it. According to other Rishonim, the Ramban, why not I grab by Samos Metalis? Because talk for coin what? It's in the other. What happens if I let you take it? Said the Ramban. If you have a Tisa Rishos, what did the Ramban say? If you have a Tisa Rishos, what did the Ramban say in Bukhari? The Rosh quoted him. You become the battle. Now I see by you. Do I need to go? It's a full scale Haidah. I don't need to say it's a full scale Haidah. Even if it's nothing more than a Tisa, it works. Are you not allowed to change up sack? Who said you're not allowed to change up sack? You're not allowed to change up sack. You're allowed to change the sack. Oh, then now we're passing that liquor. Now we leave it by you. Then there was a problem in changing the sack. Yeah, that's Nifl Moed. I want to tie now. That the Machlikas Rishonim, in the first Suffolk of the Gemara, we had a very weird Zach going on over here. Do you remember? The Gemara bought three stakers. It uses a Shlikul Chazor. The Gemara bought a Suffolk of Yigdisha B'lei Talk for whatever you are Magdish it, the other half of the talis without grabbing. The more for a shalav on the susa, you were magdish it before you grabbed it, and the more for a shalav, but the coin was magdish the bechor before you grabbed it. Three consecutive shalas. All the rishonim except for Tosfos, watch I'm building now. All the rishonim except for Tosfos learned that all three shalas were the same shalav. You have a suffix today, and you want to go be magdish it outside of suffix, but it's out of your rishos. I remind you what we said, but it's out of your rishos, it's out of your domination. It was a shalav, but I could grab it, and the fact that I could grab it gives me rights to what? In the Suffolk, Marshall, case number two is a case of called Dolongvar, or other similar cases. Case number three is a dinner tuck for by myself. Well, I have a right to grab it, and the right that I have to grab it. So the Rashi and all the Rishonim, by the way, Rashi and all the Rishonim learned all three sages was the same Suffolk. It was a super lumdish Suffolk, a zach that you don't have now, but you could grab. Does it give you rights to make it hegdish? Who was the one who did the unusual thing? Tosfos took. Suffolk number one, and took it out of context. He took it out of context. What did he say? He took it out of context, and he learned that the suffolk wasn't whether or not my right to make it hegdish gives me rights to make it my right to grab the other here for the talis. Whether or not, but what? Whether shtika on a mice hegdish. By the way, there is two deichach in the Gemara. By the way, I want to explain there's two deichach in the Gemara. There, one is he changes the three deichach in Rav Tosfos Pshat. We do a little chazara. Deichach number one is. He changes suffix number one from the other two sakers. The Gemara brings a string of three sakers, correct? So first of all, he learned the suffix number one wasn't does your right to grab it give you rights to make it hegdish, rather the hegdish when it's shalsev akachtovach is the shtika because it was dibur v'alma, right? So one is he detached it from the other three. Second of all, he makes a new kimta in the Gemara that the guy was shalsev akachtovach b'shas the hegdish. Makes it a kimta in the Gemara that b'shas the hegdish, the guy who was shalsev akachtovach when I made it hegdish, and the deep was what it called. And third of all, the raya from Mesusa to number one is very complicated. It's not a direct raya; it's a whole raya because Mesusa, the guy was quiet, and the other was balagan. Three catastrophes. What forced Tosfos to learn? So we spent a lot of mystery. What forced Tosfos to learn that suffix number one is not the way the other two sakers are? So what do we say back then? Let's chazer. What do we say back then? We said because Tosfos learned shalsev akachtovach is a what? Is a full scale hedah. And he bought this full scale hedah. That's not cool. You have rights to get it. That's what we said till then. We said that the bounty holds that Shazak Rakam Salak is a full scale Hidah, so that's not good. You have rights in the object. In the next case, called on Kra, you have rights in the object. I talked for Kroin, you have rights in the object. Over here, you don't have rights in the object, okay? You only Hidah works. Shazak Rakam Salak only when you have Hidah, correct? What forced Tosis to learn that only Hidah works? The taste was in hot water, so what's Suffolk number one? If it only works also Hidah, so what is Suffolk number one? You could grab it for Hidah. Remember we said Tifa Lumdis? That you can grab something for Hidah doesn't mean you have rights in the Suffolk. That doesn't give rights to make it Hekdish, because one day there's going to be a Hidah. So Tosis had no choice but to learn that Suffolk number one was a weird Suffolk, that when you made it Hekdish and Bishas, you made it Hekdish, the guy was Shasak, whether a Shtika and a Dibur is called a Shtika or not, a whole crazy Bishat. Why did Tosfos learn like all the other Mishnayim that the Suffolk was? Do you have the rights to make something Hekdish that you didn't grab yet, that you couldn't grab? The answer is I can't grab it. The answer is because I can't grab it. Why can't I grab it? Because you're not allowed to grab. I shall say back outside, you could grab it. That's not called grabbing it. That's called the Haidah. Now we come to the big part. What forced Tosfos to learn that Shasak Rachatzava in case number one has to be a Haidah? What forced Tosfos to learn that Shasak Rachatzava has to be a Haidah? What forced him to learn like that? What forced him to learn that Shazak Rachatzava has to be a Haidah? See, the Queen just said, we have a Teretz. And it could be that this Shitasa is running the whole Sugya. Tosfos and the Rosh held, like the Kunjos fake, is that the reason why the Gemara said, Aman Aleph, it's a no-brainer, you can't grab, is why? Hashanah Merz Metallus was a no-brainer, the reason why you can't grab is why? Why can't you grab Hashanah Merz Metallus? You know why? And in the Psaq of Yachleik, you can't change the Psaq. You can't move over from Yachleik to Mesech Gemara. You can't change the Psaq. Kunjos fake is Yisoy. And I can't change the Psaq, and that's why I can't grab, so what's it going to help me? Shazak Rachatzava. What's Shazak Rachatzava better? But you can't change the Psaq. What does it mean, you can't change the psak? What it means is that Kol's man is a suffix in front of you, you can't change the psak. The psak of this suffix is echleku. That's the richtig of psak. So what I get, you grabbed it afterwards. But the resolution of this suffix is echleku. So how can you change it? The answer is, k'shasek rakach tzavach is haidah. Shasek tzavach is haidah. Tzavach means that suffix ended. I can't, watch what I'm saying. If I'm not allowed to change the psak of yachleku, so it's mukhrach that shasek rakach tzavach is a full-scale haidah. That's not called changing the psak, like Rabbi Yarashav says. When I have a haidah, it's not called changing the psak. That's called Avodah. So there's no suffix here anymore. So Tais is Lashitas, one of the Kunjas and Sfakas. And he learned that the reason why I'm not allowed to grab anyone else is because by Achlik you can never change the Psak. So what's Shasak Rakach Tzavach help me? Elamai, it's a full scale Haidah. If it's a full scale Haidah, and that's the only way you can get out of a Yachleku, the only way you can get out of a Yachleku is a full scale Haidah. So Tais arrived at the first suffix of the morning. He said, I don't know what's going on. What do you mean? Talk back to you, Makdisha. It's not yours. You don't have rights to grab it. Ah, you can grab it and be a Haidah. That's not called you have rights in it. That's only a Haidah. That's not called the suffix gave you rights. If there'll be a Haidah, there won't be a suffix anymore. There won't be a Psak of Yachleku. That's not called you have rights in the Talas today. Today, you don't have rights in the Talas. If the guy will be Maidah, so that'll be Maidah. That will take away the suffix. But in the state of suffix today, the suffix didn't give you any rights. In the state of the suffix, you don't have a right to grab it. Fakert, he teaches really tough. So what's the suffix number one? Tais had a catastrophe. So what is suffix number one? Halloy, in the state of suffix, you don't have a right to grab it. You have a right to grab it. If there'll be a haidah, there won't be a state of suffix anymore. So Tais had no choice but to say a deichik neira, and the suffix number one has nothing to do with the other two sfakers. The other two sfakers will lump the sfakers of can I be marked to something which I could grab. But over here, you can't grab it. I could. That's not called grabbing. That's called haidah. Haidah doesn't give you rights in the suffix. So today, you want to go be Makdish when it's not in your hands, right? We'll break it down. You want to go be Makdish all the half of the talis. You can't be Makdish all the half of the talis. You don't have rights in it, Bechal. I could grab it. You can't grab it. You'll grab it and there'll be a Haidah. That's not cool. You have rights in the talis today. So today's had a major problem. So what is the suffix? What is suffix number one? Said Tais, suffix number one is a Okimta. The guy made it Hekdish. And while he made it Hekdish, the guy was Shasak. And the question is whether a shtika on Hekdish is called a shtika or not. A different suffix in Gansin. That's what Tais is meant to say. That the guy was Shasak and on the shtika wasn't what it called. Besides, Gansin Maisa, a whole patchkarai. That Tais has learned that the Ukimta the Gemara was talking about a case of Shasak Rakach Tzavach. And there the Shaila was where the Dibur is what it called, as a state. That's no anyways. One second. But the other Rishonim will learn that the reason why you can't grab an Amalaf is not because you can't change the Psaq. You could change the Psaq. The Psaq could be Yachleku and the Psaq could be Yachleku and Raya. So why can't you grab an Amalaf? Because either Maisa Gzela or Ketakfa Kermitzi Miyada, you take your pick. And what happens when Shasak Rakach Tzavach? They learn Shasak Rakach Tzavach is not a Haidah. They learn Shasak Rakach Tzavach is either a Safak Haidah or it's a Tfisa Bereshus. And what is that allowed you to take it? Tommy, you allow me to take it, so what? It is a psychiatric like who the answer is a psychiatric like who could change. The only thing that was ma'akev me to take me was that you had a cheskes mamin. And I'll let it take from you. No, but I gave you rishus to take. So now you have the cheskes mamin. Says the Gemara, shazak v'akev tzavak works. So then this was a sophic of Ignatius Lele talk for like all the other three sphakas. Does the fact that I have a right to grab it, does the fact that I have a right to get it, does the fact that I have a hekatimza to get it, in the sophic allow me to make it hekish or not? Mail all the rishonim. All the Rishonim except for Tosfos learned that the Suffolk 1, 2, 3 are the same Suffolk. A Zach that I have a right to get, does it give me the ability to make it Hegdish before I exercise my getting it, before I grab it? Suffolk 1, Suffolk 2, Suffolk 3. Of the Halakha Tosfos couldn't learn like that. Now we have a reason why, because if the Tosfos are like the Kunjus fake is, any other Bayach like you can never change the Psak. So I'll say it bluntly, Tosfos could understand what is your Tzad that you want to make the second half of the Talis Hegdish. You will never get hold of the second half of the talus. Period. You can never get hold of it. On Amid Beis, I can get hold of it by the mesusa. Because what's the psak by mesusa? Mesusa psak is what? Golden grab. In the case of tuk for coin, I can get hold of it. How can I get hold of it? I'm allowed to grab it. I'm going to say, well, right. But on Amid Aleph, you can never get hold of it in talus. You can never get hold of the talus in the state of Suffolk. How do you make it hegdish? I think Morris shows the background so that works. It can't be it's a right to get hold of it, because Yachlik, you can never change the psak. It has to be Haidah, which means you don't have the rights to get hold of it. So how does it work Haidah? Haidah doesn't mean I have rights in the Talis. So it's a Sophic Gemara. Tais had a catastrophe. Tais didn't understand. This is the Emes Pshat Lamita Shal Torah. So Tais didn't understand. So what's a Sophic Gemara? Why does Sophic Gemara talk about? You the same as the other two Sphakas, whether the rights to go grab something gives me a right to make it, you don't have rights here. It's Yachlik, with Kunjus Fakers, and you can't change the psak. You don't, in the state of Suffolk, you have no rights. You can't do anything. It's not supposed to. There's nothing you can do to change it. You can do a Haidah. That doesn't help me. So Taisa said a crazy pshat. Taisa said a weird pshat that the Gemara didn't mean to say, like the other two Fakers, of could I be Magdish something that I have a right to grab tomorrow? The Gemara meant to ask, when there was a shtika on the Hegdish itself, a whole Balbat Shashayla, by the way. Balbat Shashayla. When the guy made it hegdish and you were shasik v'shas the hegdish, whether a shtika or a dibur is called a shtika or not, but he couldn't learn. Atki the kach, the guy's also in big trouble. So it's right from a susa. But susa was a different child. They sent to Rav Chista. Oh, Pachka, right? There was a case where the guy was quiet, and we worked backwards to Tosfos' case. But what forced Tosfos to go up against all the rishonim? Which is a riddle. When you take a look back at the sugya, yeah, Suffolk 1, Suffolk 2, Suffolk 3, and Tosfos learned Suffolk 1 different than all the rishonim, than Rashi, than the Ran, than the Ramban, than everybody. Why? Because he couldn't understand Suffolk number one. That's what happened over here. He couldn't understand Suffolk one on one. What do you mean you have rights to grab it? You don't have rights to grab it. Yachlik is not negotiable. So you don't have rights to grab it. You don't have rights to change the psak. You have a right to make a haidah. Say, doesn't it just mean now, but today, in the state that it is, you can't make it hegdish. That's what Taisa learned, a weird shot. But all the other Rishonim didn't hold like the Kunjus Fakers, and they held that you could change the psak. So they had the luxury of learning that Shazak Vakach Tzavach is nothing more than a Tzvisa Brishos. Well, nothing more than a Tzvisa Brishos. So it comes out in the Talis, I have rights today. Well, I have rights in the Talis. So I have the same Suffolk by Talis. They have the other two places. Say, Suffolk A, Suffolk B, and Suffolk C. That's Niflum, Oid, Mamish, 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 Tamar, Mitzvah, Hashem. We're going to do two things. We're going to learn the next piece of Gemara, which I keep putting on the Mamre Kremis over and over again. A. And then we're going to launch into the Sheet of the Rambam. We're going to send you Mamre Kremis. The Rambam has another whole sheet in the Sugya of Tukfa Kremis. And with that, we're going to more or less partially end the Sugya.